This week's Torah Away has been sponsored by Family Con, Lechavad Hanisuyim, Shel Yaakov, and Dvora. Kof Tes Adar, Monday the 11th of March, Rabbi David Potash, Rabbeinu Tam Saman, Tosefes Shabbos. Oh, Saman Tosefes Shabbos.
As a hagdoma to the Indian of explaining the Makoris of Rabbeinu Tam Saman and Tosefes Shabbos, first of all we have to understand what is a mil. Chazal in many places measure things by a mil. In fact, we know that chometz, when you're making matzah, the halacha is, well, after you've made the dough, you mustn't leave it for a sheer mil, because the Chazal told us, if you leave the dough for a sheer mil, it turns into chometz. So it's very important for us to know exactly what is a sheer mil. So in order to ascertain this, we have to learn through a shtickel gemara in Psochim, Daf Tzadi Gimel, Daf Tzadi Dalet, and this gemara actually is very basic, and most of the dinim of Zmanim we learn out from this gemara. The gemara is discussing about the Korban Pesach. We know that somebody who's al aderech, he's on a journey and he can't bring a Korban Pesach, so he has the opportunity to bring Pesach Sheni. So the Mishnah says that what's a derech chayka min amadim velachutz ukemidos lachol ruach divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says that somebody is as far away from Yerushalayim as Modiim, which is similar to place where the Modi is nowadays. If somebody is as far away from Yerushalayim as that, at a Zman Shkita, then he's potter from Pesach Rishon, he has to bring Pesach Shin. So how far is this? It says the Gemara, Amar Ula, min amadim Yerushalayim chamisha osa milin havya. It's 15 mil from Amadim to Yerushalayim. So Allah, he holds, ki hod amar Rabbi Babachan amar Rabbi Yechanan, kama mahalach adam b'yoyim. How far can a person walk in a day? Asara parsois. He can walk for 10 parsois. A parasa is 4 mil. So that means he can walk 40 mil in a day. Me'aloisa shachar v'adanetza chamo. From aloisa shachar, which is the first light of morning, until netza chamo, which is actual sunrise, chameshes milin. It's 5 mil. Mishkiyasa chamo, and from sunset until the stars come out, chameshes milin, it's also 5 mil. In other words, that's obvious that the time from the first light of day of Aloysa Shachar till Netzach Hamah is equal to that to the time from Shkia Sachamah, which is sunset, until Tzeisach Chovim, which is the last light of day. So they are both 5 mil. So what's left between Netzach Hamah and Shkia Sachamah, what's left between sunrise and sunset? Poshul Hu Tlosi. There's 30 mil left from sunrise to sunset. Chamesa Mitzafa Lepalga De Yoyma. So there's 15 mil from sunrise until Chatzos. The Chamesa Mitzafa Lepalga De Yoyma. And another 15 from Chatzos until sunset. And so an ula letamei the ama ula ezer derech choyka kosheinu achlikones b'shat shchita. The shat shchita, the compass starts at chatzos. So if somebody is 15 mil away, which is half a day's walking from sunrise to chatzos, if he's that far away, he won't get to Yerushalayim in time for chatzos, and therefore he's potter from Pesach Rishon. So you see from here that the day is divided up. There's 40 mil, 5 mil before Nates, and 5 mil after Shkia Sachama, and 30 mil left in the middle of the day. Then there's another man d'omer, the Gemara Daf Tzadi Dalet. So the Gemara, that man d'omer says, also name of Yochanan. Sorry, a brais. The Gemara brings a brais, which asks a kasha on Ulo. Meis ve'reb Yudah oime. Kamu mahalach adam beinini b'yoyim. How far does a person walk in one day? Esa pasois, that's the same 40 mil. But then there's a difference. Me'aloisa shachar ad ha'netzach hamor, aboris milim. From the first light of day until sunrise is 4 mil. Mishkiya zacham atzeisach ha'chovim, and from sunset until the stars come out is also aboris milim, is 4 mil. Nimtzes oivev sharakia echot me'asor b'yon. Okay, so what's left? If there's 4 mil before Netz, and 4 mil after Shkia, and there's 40 mil, which a person walks the whole day, there's 32 mil left. So So from here, the Rishonim work out how long it takes to walk a mil. So according to the first shita, which is Ula, there's from Netz until Shkia, 30 mil. Netz until Shkia should be, on an equal day, let's say Nisan and Tishri, should be 12 hours. Right? The day, when there's an equinox, which means the night and day are equal, which is Nisan and Tishri, so 12 hours a night, 12 hours a day. So we have, from Netz to Shkia should be 12 hours, which in minutes is 720 minutes. So if we have, from Netz to Shkia as being 30 mil, we would divide 720 by 30, and we get that a mil is 24 minutes. Oh. That's according to the first shita. According to the second shita, we have 32 mil left between Netz and Shkia, because it was 4 mil before Netz and 4 mil after Shkia. 32 mil left from Netz to Shkia. So we divide our 720 minutes by 32, we get a mil being 22 and a half minutes. So these are two shittas brought down in the Rishonim and Achronim, first shear mil. The first shita is 24 minutes, the second shear is 22 and a half minutes. Now, the Gemara, when the Gemara brings this second shita, it's actually asking a kash. It says, may space bring a brisa. And the Gemara then says, tuvta de ula tuvta. The Gemara says the tuvta of the first shita of ula. In other words, the Gemara seems to be telling us, the maskona, that the shear mil, therefore, is based on, from Netz to Shkia being 32, the 32 mil, and therefore the shear mil should be 22 and a half minutes. That's what should be l'chayah d'aloch. Now we all know, l'chayah, or at least many of us have it in our minds, that a mil is 18 minutes. Right? And that be'emes is mefurish in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Pesach. In the aloch which we mentioned originally, at the beginning of the shiur, that the shiur of the time it takes for dough to become chometz is a shiur mil. The mechaber says mefurish, that is 18 minutes. It says mefurish in Shulchan Aruch is 18 minutes. So where does the 18 minutes come from? So, the Tosfos in Osim Psachim David Aleph, that the Shita Tosfos is that whereas we reckon the 12 hours from sunrise to sunset from Netz to Shkia, Tosfos seems to say that the 12 hours is from Amud HaShachar until Tzeis HaKechovim. From Amud HaShachar to Tzeis HaKechovim, and therefore, that means that the 12 hours, which is 722 minutes, we are dividing not by 30 mil, not by 32 mil, but by 40 mil, which is the whole day, which is the whole Esa Pasoris. If we divide 720 by 40, we get 18. That's where we get the share of 18 from. The Vilna Gaon in Hilchos Pesach, in Siman Tov Nun Tes, he argues with Tosfos. The Vilna Gaon was able to argue with Rishonim. He had a maimed of a Rishon, and he argues with Tosfos and says it's absolutely impossible that the 12 hours of the day should be from Alois HaShachar till Tzeis HaKechovim. Why? First of all, the Gemara is talking about in Nisan, it's talking about Erev Pesach. In Nisan, we know, that's what we call the equinox, when night and day are shavim, night and day are equal. We know the Metzius is that when night and day are equal, that's only if we measure the day from sunrise to sunset, and the night from sunset to sunrise. But if you measure the day from Alois HaShachar, which is the first light of day, till Tzeis HaKechovim, then even in Nisan, the day is going to be 3 hours longer, approximately, than the night. So it's impossible to say that the 12 hours are from Alois HaShachar until Tzeis HaKechovim. He brings other proofs from the Metzius. You can see that the Gadlus of the Goyen, he says, on the equator. The Goyen was never on the equator. But the equator, he says, all year round, he says, it's Yodua, the day and night are equal. But that's only the Metzius is only the day and night are equal from sunrise to sunset to sunrise to sunrise. Also, he brings a Medrash that the Medrash says that since the whole year round the day and the night are changing, in the winter the days are short and nights are long, and in the summer the days are long and the nights are short. The Medrash says that the day of summer borrows time from the day from the night to the winter. In other words, they equal each other off. So that only works if you measure from sunrise to sunset. These are the rise of the Goyen, and the Goyen says, therefore, that Tosis Cheshbon is impossible. He wants to make a Goyen Tosis, it's not clear whether it works, but I call upon him, so how did the Goyen get to an 18-minute mil? So the Goyen says, very simply, that when the Gemara says, at the end of the Gemara, When the Gemara says that there's 4 mil before Netzacham and 4 mil after Shkia, it doesn't say specifically in the end of the Gemara that there's 32 mil left between Netz and Shkia. The first part of the Gemara said there was 30 mil left when it was 5 before and 5 after. The Gemara says there was 30 left between Netz and Shkia. But the Braisa, the second half of the Gemara, doesn't say specifically how much is left between Netz and Shkia. So says the Goyin that the second, at the end of the Gemara, the Maskana of the Gemara is that it is not 32 mil between Netz and Shkia. There's 40 mil between Netz and Shkia. In other words, a person walks 48 mil in a day, according to the Braisa. Four before Netz, four before sunrise, four after sunrise, and 40 mil between Netz and Shkia. So the hours of the 12 hours of the day are taka from sunrise to sunset, which is Netz to Shkia, and within that time is 40, a person can walk 40 mil, and therefore we still get a 720 minutes divided by 40, which is an 18 minute mil. And that is the shitta of the Shulchan Aruch. And from this, the Goyin also learns something else. He learns that we know the Goyin's Zman Krishma. What's the Goyin's Zman Krishma all about? What's the difference between the Goyin's Zman Krishma and the Magen Avraham's Zman Krishma? Very simple. The Magen Avraham measured the Zman Krishma is till 3 hours of the day, a quarter of the day. And so the Magen Avraham measured those 3 hours from Alayis HaShachar, from the first light of day. The Goyin measured them from Netzacham. Why? Because he's, as I said, many dinim of the Zman come from this Gemara. He's based on this, on his chat in this Gemara. Because since the 12 hours, says the Goyin, must always be between Netz and Shkia, because that's when all the riots that we brought before, the proofs that we brought before, the 12 hours have to be from sunrise to sunset. Therefore, all the Zmanim of the day, Sof Zman Krishma, Sof Zman Tefillah, Plaga Mincha, Mincha Gdolim, Mincha Tana, all these Zmanim must be based on the Zman of the 12 hours between Netz sunrise and Shkia sunset. And therefore, Sofsman, according to the Goyin Sofsman, Sofsman Krishna, is 3 hours, a quarter of the time between sunrise and sunset. And there's also a Sfora for it, that the Goyin says, as posh the Sfora for it, in the old days there were no clocks, so the only way they could tell the time was through sundials. You can't use a sundial before sunrise and after sunset. So therefore, the Zmanim which Chazal gave must be Zmanim according to the sun. Okay. So now we've ascertained that the Shulchan Aruch Shita is that the Shia Mil is 18 minutes. And it's based on this Gemara. Now we'll move into the explaining where Rabbeinu Tam comes from. We have our Gemara, that the Gemara says between Shkia and Tzeitzer Kechovim is either 5 mil or 4 mil. So we'll go with our Halacha that it's 4 mil. That 4 mil times 18 is 72 minutes. There's another Gemara. A Gemara in the end of Bama Merikim, Daf Lamed Hei. The Gemara is discussing there when starts Shabbos and when is Tzeitzer Kechovim from Mitzvah Shabbos. So the Gemara says, the few shittas in the Gemara, but we'll bring to only the shittah which we pass tonight. The Gemara says that Mi Shetishka Achama, from Shkia Sachama until the Laila, it doesn't say actually Tzeitzer Kechovim, it says until Laila is 3/4 of a mil. 3/4 of a mil, that's it. If a mil is 18 minutes, so it would be 13 and a half minutes, right? So all the Rishonim ask, how can we reconcile the two Gemaras? Here the Gemara in Pesachim says that there's 4 mil, which is 72 minutes, between sunset and Tzeitzer Kechovim. And the Gemara in Shabbos says that Misha Tishka Chama until Laila is only 3/4 of a mil. So there's two ways of answering this stira. And this gives to the two Zmanim which we know about. So Rabbeinu Tam, Tosfos brings in various places, Rabbeinu Tam's answer to the stira is as follows. So Rabbeinu Tam says something very interesting. In the Gemara in Pesachim it says, Mishkiya Sachama at Tzeitzer Kechovim Arba Mil. It says, Shkiya Sachama. In the Gemara in Shabbos it says, excuse me, Mishatishka Hachama. So says Rabbeinu Tam, there's a difference between Shkia Sachama and Misha Tishka Achama. Shkia Sachama means when the ball of the sun goes down, sunset. And from that time till Tzeitzer Kechovim, says Rabbeinu Tam, is 4 mil, which is 72 minutes. Misha Tishka Achama is much later than that, says Rabbeinu Tam. Misha Tishka Achama is not referring to the ball of the sun going down. it's referring to the light of the sun. Because obviously, after the ball of the sun goes down, there's still light, and the sun goes further and further down until it gets more and more dark. And when the light of the sun is finished, that's called Mishatishka Hacham, says Rabbeinu Tam. So it says Rabbeinu Tam, the 3/4 of a mil, which are mentioned in the Gemara Shabbos, are the last 3/4 of the mil of the 4 mil of the Gemara in Pesachim. In other words, that from sunset up until this Zman of Mishatishka Hachama, it takes 3 1/4 mil. Right? Which is, how much? 59 and a half minutes. And then it starts becoming Bein HaShemoshes. Only at 59 and a half minutes, or 58 and a half minutes, after the first Shkia, which is he calls Shkia Rishona, is according to Bein Tam, it's completely day. Well, as soon as when it's sunset, it's completely day for almost an hour. And then starts the 13 and a half minutes of Bein HaShemoshes, which is called Mishatishka Hachama, and that he calls Shkia Shnia. And then, at the end of 72 minutes, is Seitzach HaChom. So that is the basis for the Zman of Rabbeinu Tam, which we all see in our Luach, which it says is 72 minutes after Shkia. Now, the Gemara is talking about in this. So the Achronim will say that, obviously, this is going to change with the time of the year. The Prima Godin, and the Mechaz Sefer Kul Minchas Kohen, which is one of the Gedolei Achronim who lived in Amsterdam, 300 years ago, compiled on the Dinim of Zmanim. Mishnah Berurah brings it, and the Mishnah Berurah's Ma'arech about it also. They say that these Zmanim change according to the length of the day and the night, right? Which is what we call Shah Zmanim. The Achronim also discuss that the Zmanim will change according to how far north you are and how far south you are. So that's why we need people to work out, maybe probably nowadays in computer you can work it out, exactly what the time is of Ravina's money, is. So that you'll find in Sforum to discuss this, we'll give you two times for Ravina time's money. One will be 72 minutes, and one will be according to the time of the year and according to your latitude. The minhag is to keep 72 minutes all year round. It's not clear why. It is clear why, because if you go to the north of England in the summer, you'll find that the Rabbeinu Tam's man is 2 hours, or more than 2 hours. According to some people, there's no night already if you go to the north of England. So therefore, the people who keep Rabbeinu Tam, the minhag was to keep 72 minutes. that's the call upon the Shittas of Rabbeinu Tam. Now the other Shittas, of course, is the Shittas HaGoyin, go back to the Goyin again, and the Goyinim. What the Mishnah Berurah calls Shittas HaGoyinim. And that is that they answer the steer in the two Gemaras the other way around. That they hold that when it's the Shkias HaGuf HaShemesh, that's the sunset, when the ball of the sun goes down, then it starts Bein HaShemoshes. Bein HaShemoshes begins with the sunset, the ball of the sun going down. When you don't see it anymore, when you don't see the sun anymore. Right.
Morning is the next, the bottom of the balls.
No. So the first tip of the sun coming up is Netz. And the last tip of the sun going down is Shkia. So the Gaonim say, as soon as the sun has gone down, then that's the end of the 12-hour day, and that starts Bein HaShemoshes. When the Gemara Shabbat says that 3/4 mil after that is Laila, that means the 13 and a half minutes after the sun going down in Nisan and Tishri in Eretz Yisrael is already Laila. It's already Laila the whole davar. It's Laila for Krishma. It's Laila for everything. What's Pshat in the Gemara in Pesachim? The Gemara in Pesachim says that it's 4 mil from Shkia Sachama till Seitzach Rechovim. So it's again, so the Goyin is Medayek the two Gemara differently. The Gemara, he says that in the Gemara in Shabbos it says it's Laila. Over here it doesn't say it's Laila. It says Seitzach Rechovim. So all it's telling us is that till all the Rechovim come out, says Kol HaRechovim, that takes 72 minutes. Okay, so here we have the two basic shittas of this money. The Rabbeinu Tam, and as many Rishonim hold like Rabbeinu Tam, the Ramban, the Ran, the Ritva, many Rishonim, they hold that Ba'etzem, when the sun goes down, the Shkia Sachama is nothing, it's still daytime. Still day, until 3 3/4 mil after that time, it's 58 and a half minutes, it's day. 58 and a half minutes after the Shkia starts Rabbeinu Tam, starts Bein HaShemoshes, And then 13.5 minutes after that is Laila. And the other shita is the shita of the Vilna Gaon and the Gaonim, the Rambam, and many Rishonim, that no, that as soon as it's Shkias and Chama, as soon as the Bola Sun goes down, that is Benish Moshes, on Erev Shabbos, not allowed to do Melacha then, and three quarters of a mile after that is 13.5 minutes after that is already Laila. Now, the Emes is the Shulchan Aruch passing Zayr Ben Matan. The Shulchan Aruch and Sim Reish Samach Aleph, Sif Beis, says as follows. Before I read out Shulchan Aruch, just be Magdim, where does Tosfos Shabbos come in? We mentioned Ben Shmoshes. Once it's Ben Shmoshes, it has to be Shabbos, Bar Kocha is Shabbos. So before that, there's a dinner Tosfos Shabbos. The Sugi of Tosfos Shabbos is a Sugi in the Gemara. The Gemara learns out from Psukim that we have to be a Moisif Michoel Al HaKodesh. There's a Machlokes Rishonim whether that only applies to Yom Kippur because that's the Makor, or whether it applies to Shabbos and Yom Tov as well. The Rambam says it only applies to Yom Kippur, but all the other Rishonim say that it applies to Shabbos and Yom Tov also. So we need to be Moisif Michoel Al HaKodesh. So the Ramban asks, when is this Tosefes? When does this Tosefes start? When we know we're supposed to be moisiv something, but when can a person be moisiv? So the Ramban holds like a Benatan. So Ramban says that since Benish Moshe starts the last three quarters of a mil before the 72 minutes after Shkia, so the Tosefes is obviously before that. Says Ramban, it's mistaber that the Tosefes can go back from up to the Shkia. In other words, you can bring in Tosefes Shabbos from Shkia Rishona when the sun, which is sunset. Before that, says Ramban, you can't be Moisif. You can't be Moisif B'chol El Kodesh. Why? What's special about sunset? So the Kuntra Bein time it's day. Says Ramban, since Sof Pasof the sun's gone down, it's already showing us that the night is coming. So that is the Zman of Tosefes. So this is Ramban the Mechaber Paskins in Reish Samach Aleph Sif Beis. He says like this: Yesh Oymim Shesoch LaHoitzim B'chol El Kodesh. Some say that we have to be Moisif Tosefes Shabbos. The reason he brings up Shem Yesh Oymim is like we explained, because the Rambam doesn't hold of it, in the Beis Yosef he brings the Rambam. But the Maizah, he doesn't bring any arguing shittas in the Shulchan Aruch, so the Mishabura learns that Shulchan Aruch paskins that we need to have Tosefes Shabbos midorais. Yesh Oymim Shesorach Lohitzim Chayla Lakodesh, Bezman Tosefes Zeh Umitchiles Hashkia, She'en Shemesh Niris Ala Oretz, the Zman of Tosefes, so he's going already with Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramban. The Zman of Tosefes is from when you don't see the sun anymore. Adzman Bein Hashmoshes, until Bein Hashmoshes. Vazman Hazeh, this Zman between sunset and Bein Hashmoshes, Shugimel Milin Uruviyah, which is 3.25 mil, 58.5 minutes, Rotzal Asos Kulei Tosefes, he wants to make the whole thing into Tosefes, Oysa. Rotzal Asos Men Mixas, Oysa, because there's no Shiur for Tosefes. Obulvat Yosef Eiz Zman Shiyah Vada Yoy Mechal Al HaKodesh. As long as he's moisif something before the Ben Hashmoshes. V'shiyaz man Ben Hashmoshes, who gimel revoy mil, that the Ben Hashmoshes is 3/4 of a mil, that's the Gemara in Shabbos, shei mahalach elef atofkov amos, which is the time it takes to walk 1500 amos, because a mil is 2000 amos, so 3/4 of a mil is 1500, koydom alayla, before layla. So this is the shita of Rabbeinu Tam, Mechaber Paskins Rabbeinu Tam, that Laila is 72 minutes after sunset, and the Zman of Bein Hashmoshes is 3/4 of a mil, 13.5 minutes before the 72 minutes, and all the time before that, Be'etzem, according to the Mechaber, you could do Melacha, but it's the Zman of Tosefes. And historically speaking, there were places in Europe where they went like the Mechaber, and this is what they did. However, the Mishabrua very, very strongly was brought in that we should not rely lekula on the Mechaber, because we have to be choishish for the Shitas HaGaonim and the Goin and the Rambam and many other Rishonim that hold that Zman Bein Hashmoshes, the Teretz of the Stir between the Gemaras, is the exact opposite. The Zman Bein Hashmoshes starts with sunset. So the Mishabrua says a few times very strongly that one must not do Shkia after sunset. And therefore, the Zman of Tosefes has to be before that. Has to be before the Zman of sunset. Now, it's a very interesting nekuda here. When the Mishabura discusses how much we should add on for Zman Tosefes Shabbos, So he brings a Rosh. The Rosh says that, we won't go now into the reasoning of the Rosh right now, but the Rosh says there has to be some Shia for Tosefos. It can't just be a Mashu. There has to be some Shia. So the Mishnah Berurah says that, what you should, the Shia you should have, Lechatkhila should be, B'diavah should be 10 minutes, but Lechatkhila should be half an hour. That's the Zman that the Mishnah Berurah says for Tosefos, Lechatkhila should be half an hour. But he only says this when he's discussing the shita of the Shulchan Aruch and Rabbeinu Tam. But when he discusses the shita of the Gaonim, the whole time he seems to say that it's much less than that. There's a few times in this sif, the Mishnah Berurah seems to say that there's two shittas for Tosefos Shabbos, dependent on which shita we go according to. According to Rabbeinu Tam, we have a long Tosefos of 10 minutes up to half an hour. And according to the Gaonim, where Ben Shmosha starts the Shkia, he seems to say that 10 minutes is a lot and a filah mashu. So how do we reconcile this lechore seeming stira in the Mishnah Berurah? The Teretz is Bez Hashem that the Vilna Gaon wants to prove that there's no Tosefos Shabbos. He wants to prove that halacha is like the Rambam, that there's no din of Tosefos Shabbos. How does he prove that? Because there's a Mishnah in Shabbos that talks about the things we can do Erev Shabbos. And the end of the Mishnah says, V'chulam b'seir matirim im ha-shemesh. B'shamai says, any malach you do Erev Shabbos has to be finished before Shabbos. And B'seir says, as long as you start it before Shabbos, it doesn't matter if it continues into Shabbos by itself. But he says, you have to be finished im ha-shemesh. Im ha-shemesh means with the Shkia. So why am I to Tosefos Shabbos? Where's Tosefos Shabbos? So the Vilna Gaon wants to prove from that Mishnah that the halacha must be like the Rambam, that there's no thing of Tosefos Shabbos, only Tosefos Yom Kippurim. But we paskin not like that. The Mechaber says that you do need Tosefos Shabbos. We paskin do need Tosefos Shabbos. So how do we reconcile this Mishnah? For kulam beitzil matirim im ha-shemesh. So the Mishnah Berurah is coming to answer that question. According to Rabbeinu Tam, where the Zmana of Ben Shmoshes is the end of the 72 minutes, and Tosefos could be all the way back up to Shkia. That fits in with the Mishnah perfectly because of Kula Matim Im HaShemesh. That includes Tosefos. So that's why the Mishnah Berurah there says you should have a long Tosefos, a half an hour even. Masha Enke, according to the Az, according to the Goyim that we hold, they're already by the Shkia's Ben HaShemeshes. So we have to reconcile our Tosefos with the Mishnah that says for Kula Vesil Matim Kulam Im HaShemesh. So there the Mishnah Berurah says the Tosefos must be a mashu. But actually, it's a Tosefos in Moed Cotton. The Tosefos in Moed Cotton says, I asked the Stim and the Kasha, and the Tosefos says, it must be Tosefos is a mashu. A mashu is a minute, maybe. Right? So therefore, that minute, that's Pshat, Kulam Beitzil Matir Im HaShemesh. So HaKopon HaLoch LaMaisa, what's Neged to us, HaLoch LaMaisa, of course, we're not allowed to do HaLoch after Shkia, that's Poshet. And we also bring, usually like the candlelighting time on the Luach is 18 or 20 minutes before the Shkia. The reason for that is because of the Shita of the Urim, which I won't go into now, but that's the reason for the Kriyas of the Luach, and that's when we light candles, and with that we have added Yetzirah Tosefos. So where we light candles, and we bring in Shabbos 18 or 20 minutes, excuse me, before Shkia, and with that we're Yetzirah Tosefos, and we should have in mind to be Yetzirah Tosefos Shabbos. I just want to mention one other Nakuda.
Are you just talking about Tosefos Shabbos?
Koydom Shabbos. Now,
how much is our Tosefos Shabbos?
Well, if the candle lighting time on the Luach is 18 or 20 minutes.
How much?
In London, it's quarter of an hour. I thought everyone thought it was 18 minutes.
No?
No. Okay. Whatever time it says on the Luach, with that you're going to Tosefos Shabbos. Now, there's an important Nakuda. If you go daven mincha after candlelighting time, and you end up davening mincha after shkia, you can't bring Tosefos Shabbos in before mincha because it's a tasa desatsi. It's a contradiction. So you have to try your best to finish mincha a couple of minutes before the shkia. Excuse me. You have to try and you have to try and finish mincha a couple of minutes before the shkia, and then be mekabel Tosefos Shabbos. Otherwise, you're going to miss it, and it's a mitzvah deraisa to be kabbal Tosefos Shabbos, and that's how we pass it. I just want to quickly mention Takov and Motor Shabbos. There seems to be a steer in Shulchan Aruch. In Sir Reish Tzadi Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch says the Motor Shabbos is when you see three kechovim, small ones, with sufim close together. When you have that, you have Motor Shabbos with the Sefer Shabbos, Motor Shabbos. So all the Achronim ask, what do you mean? You need 72 minutes. The Mechava Pasnas Larabena Tam. You have to wait 72 minutes. How can you just say when you see three kachovim, it's Motzei Shabbos? According to Ben Atam, it could be even before Ben Atam's shkia. How could that be? And this is a tremendous steer. The Bialoka brings the Michutz Kohen that says that we have to say that Rabbein Atam is moida that when you see kachovim, it doesn't. We don't understand how this is going to fit now with all the cheshbon. But when you see kachovim, Rabbein Atam is moida that is laila, and that's how the Mishnah Berurah paskins, and that's why. That's why, even though the Shulchan Aruch passes Rabbein Atam, so we can't go Lekula against Rabbein Atam, we go on Erev Shabbos to go Lechumra, and we bring in Shabbos from Shkia, but we can't go Lekula against Rabbein Atam, so how can we bring out Shabbos before the 72 minutes after Shkia? Right? On the Luach, you look many times, it's only 50 minutes or whatever. So how can we bring out Shabbos before the 72 minutes? The Teretz is because the Shulchan Aruch itself paskened that once you see three kachovim with sufim close together, small ones, you have Mitzvah Shabbos with Tesefer Shabbos, and the Milchus Kohen and Bialok says that even Rabbeinu Tam is moida to that. So that's the Halacha Lamaisa. The Mitzvah Shabbos, that was with Semach and the Kechovim. Those who want to be Machmir, 72 minutes, so that is Minig Yisrael to be Machmir, but Me'ikra Adin, the Shulchan Aruch, it's enough to see Kechovim.